We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Much time bringing in Congressman Joe Courtney from the 2nd District here on Brian and Company. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for coming on. I also want to point out, as we lead up to the election, we'd love for you to come in. We've been sitting down with candidates across the board. I know it's busy, and obviously you want to get some downtime as well, but we'd love to spend a whole hour with you face-to-face at some point. But we appreciate the time this morning. First, I guess we'll start off with the bipartisan, you know, Safer Communities Act that's making its way through the Senate. Do you like what's in it? And I assume that the House will just rubber stamp it, correct?
I do like what's in it. And I really, honestly, I don't think anyone can understate the effort that Chris Murphy has put into this compromise. I think, as every one of your listeners knows, is always hard, you know, in every level of life. And you know, but you have to do it if you're going to make this process work. And the different components of this, you know, federalizing the anti-gun trafficking laws, which are now just a hodgepodge, is a huge step forward to stopping the illegal gun rings that really are a scourge on cities and, you know, communities that are just, you know, getting, you know, huge amounts of mass shootings and gun violence. The boyfriend, expansion to protect victims of domestic violence, and the red flag law. I mean, these are meaningful steps forward. The vote last night in the Senate, where there was only 34 dissenting votes, shows that this thing has legs. And yes, the House will stay on standby to move forward the minute it clears the Senate clerk.
I want to pivot to inflation. I'm sure you've seen the news that the president plans to suspend the gas tax, federal gas tax on regular gas and diesel. And it's a proposal that's, well, I won't give the editorial side of it. Do you support that?
I do. I mean, I don't, I do it with wide open eyes, you know, recognizing this is a temporary Band-Aid and, you know, it's not a solution to the problem. But, you know, the farmers in eastern Connecticut, who use, you know, massive amounts of diesel, particularly at this time of year, to have a three-month period where 25 cents is knocked off the price of a very high price that's out there right now, in my opinion, is worth doing. And, you know, because it coincides with a seasonal utilization that is just, you know, very acute. And,
right.
and that does trickle through to higher food prices. I mean, the fundamental long-term is, you know, that we've got to increase oil production.
Yeah.
Last week, we hit 12 million barrels a day, which is now exactly up to where we were pre-pandemic. There are new oil rigs that are being approved by the Department of Interior, and the U.S. is now, again, number one in oil and gas production, which we get a lot of calls from people in the district, and there's almost disbelief when you share that fact with people, but... you know, that obviously is going to help, you know, with the supply issue. And then, frankly, there's, you know, some, I think, really serious diplomatic efforts afoot to try and get, again, other nations who are not aligned with Putin to boost oil and gas production. And we're actually starting to see some results from with Kuwait and other countries. So, you know, I'm not, again, trying to sugarcoat this. This is a very tough problem. for people all across the state, and it, and as I said, it does kind of trickle through the rest of the economy, and we got to stay on it.
So, you know, it's one of those things that you look at production, and obviously talking to Saudi Arabia is, you know, a controversial proposition, but I mean, that's sort of where we are. But, you know, talking about supply chain, talking about the war in Ukraine, and other elements, the, you know, American Rescue Plan, all of the different explanations for inflation, but the president can't take full responsibility for inflation. We know that. But, you know, his stance toward exploration, you know, initially in the administration has to contribute a little bit toward it, don't you think?
Well, I mean, 2 years ago, he did order a suspension of new leases, which was immediately overturned by the courts. So the notion that that there's no legal path for oil producers to get a lease on public lands is just, you know, as a matter of law, in fact, does not exist. The pipeline, the Keystone XL, which we get a lot of questions about, which was only 5% built when he took the oath, is a pipeline. It transits oil from the tar sands of Alberta province up in Canada down to, as it was planned, to refineries in the Gulf Coast where it'd be refined and exported. Now, I think it's important to note the Canadian oil producers have found other avenues to transmit oil into the U.S., and actually Canadian exports into the U.S. is at an all-time high. So, you know, XL would be producing nothing or adding nothing if it was even in existence today, which it was not scheduled to be done in 2022. Bottom line is, I look at oil rigs. You know, how many new oil rigs are being permitted, and that number has been steadily going up in 2022. And as I said, we are now at a production level that is now pre-pandemic. And if you look at the new permits that have been issued, that number is going to continue to grow.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the production, I mean, it's all over the place. I mean, in 2018, it was low as, you know, 9, and then it got up to 12 pre-pandemic, and now it's definitely up, you know, in the first couple months of the year when you look at the numbers. We're talking to Joe Courtney, Congressman, of course, in the 2nd District. You know, I want to take this really quickly because then I want to talk about jobs in Connecticut, but is there anything else the federal government can do to try to ease this inflation issue?
So, I mean, there's definitely, you know, discussion about some types of rebates to, you know, people to help, you know, cushion the blow. The Energy Assistance Program, which I think is, again, way overlooked because we eliminated any asset test for homeowners. And by the way, people can still apply for that for past bills from last winter, which were, you know, enormous. And you know, I was down in Madison at the senior center down there, and they were able to double the number of you know, people who got energy assistance because of these new rules. So you know, there's direct assistance, which I think you know, does exist right now and could be expanded as well. An excess profit tax, which would really you know, put some incentives in terms of the oil companies.
But that's sort of like,
more.
Isn't that conflicting with trying to encourage them to drill?
Well, actually, if you look at the British excess profit tax, they actually allowed companies to waive or be exempt from the tax if they show that they were actually drilling in the North Sea. I mean, that's the Boris Johnson Conservative Party, which is, by the way, happened. You know, they enacted that about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So there's different ways that you can create incentives and you know, I hear your point on you know, it depends on how you structure it.
Right.
But the Brits, I think, actually came up with a pretty you know, I think, novel approach to stimulate production.
Yeah. And I'm not like pro energy company. I just know that they, you know, for several years they were getting, you know, crushed profit-wise, and all of a sudden, you know, we're vilifying them again just because it's what we're supposed to do. But they actually haven't done that well outside of the last couple months. But we're talking with Joe Courtney in the 2nd District here, Congressman. Listen, we had Chris DiPentima from CBIA on earlier talking about the, you know, 0.8% job growth here in Connecticut in this latest labor numbers, and how we're basically half of some of our surrounding states here in New England. What is the problem with job growth here in Connecticut, and what should we be doing that we're not?
So, to me, what I see out there is there's a skills gap that is interfering with people's ability to connect with job openings, which are at a record level right now. I mean, there's two job openings for every unemployed person in America today, and that's true
everywhere
in Connecticut. Yeah. And I see it, obviously, very close to home.
But still, job growth in Connecticut, in Massachusetts, 1.9%, 1.8% in Rhode Island, and 0.8% here.
But that doesn't count job openings. That counts hires. Okay, so, for example, this year, Electric Boat, which is now the largest private employer in Connecticut, a fact that, again, I don't think people have sort of caught up with, is going to be hiring 3,600 people. Okay, some of that in Rhode Island, but over 2,000 in Connecticut. They are holding job fairs. They're basically setting their hair on fire trying to find people. That's where the skills gap is really, I think, a problem that we need to do better. And I was happy that Governor Lamont has taken some of the rescue plan money to boost the pre-apprenticeship programs that are successful. You can, in 10 weeks, you can take a person who's never touched a welding torch to be in a position to be hired, okay, to go into the shipyard as a metal trades, early apprentice, but nonetheless, you know, great job, great future. And frankly, I think, and Chris, who I know and really respect, I mean, he gets this. He understands that that's a critical component. We
sure.
need to really strengthen the avenues for people who, are missing opportunities to work because of the fact that they just don't have the tools to do the job.
Yep. We just got to get people in those classes to do it. We've talked about that program before on this show. Congressman Courtney, thank you for the time. And again, we look forward to seeing you in studio. And in the meantime, enjoy your summer.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.